You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm April Baer. Golam Rabbani celebrated the grand opening of his restaurant this month. He's not a chef. Golam was a human rights lawyer, forced out of Bangladesh for opposing the government. Now he's making a leap into the restaurant business. Interlochen Public Radio's Noel Riley attended the opening of Taste of India at Grand Traverse Mall.
Smells of curry, turmeric, and cumin fill the air. Golam Rabbani and his family give guests free samples of traditional Indian food. Samosas, chicken tandoori, and buttered chicken. He spent his entire life helping an ethnic minority group displaced by the Bangladesh-Pakistan War in 1971. Now he owns a restaurant.
My real motto is to satisfy the people, to satisfy the client who are taking the food from me.
Golam worked for the Bangladesh Supreme Court until 2015, advocating for basic rights of minorities. He and his family fled the country after Golam ran for an opposition campaign for political office. His 16-year-old son, Anaf Rabbani, remembers it well.
So when he ran against it and protested against the government to stop being corrupt, change their ways, they did not like that. So they basically forced us out.
His family went into hiding and then went to New York City in 2015. But it was too expensive, so a friend convinced them to move to Port Huron, where Golam's wife, Tangini, started working at an eyebrow salon. She then wanted to open her own salon and found a spot in the Grand Traverse Mall. Their son, Anaf, likes it.
TC was a bit more welcoming than Port Huron. We like crowded places and is a bit more diverse than Port Huron. There's more people, and the Cherry Fest was amazing. That's our highlight of the year, probably.
A group of 10 family and friends from Bangladesh were inspired by Golam and his wife, so they moved to Traverse City this fall. Now, together, they will soon have 4 businesses in the mall: the salon, a mobile phone kiosk, the Indian restaurant, and soon a Thai restaurant. The idea for an Indian restaurant came out of Golam's work with Justice for Our Neighbors, a group that helps immigrants with legal needs. He says people there always asked him to cook Indian food. It wasn't long before he and his wife started having people over to eat.
And everybody react, oh my God, awesome. That's a good signal that we can start this types of food business or food store.
Mall patron Jamie Brantz is happy for the extra choices.
I live in Metoskey, so we have even less ethnic food, so this is really exciting.
For Golam and his family, they're just happy they found a welcoming community to serve.
That's reporter Noel Riley with a story that was featured on Points North, a weekly show and podcast from Interlochen Public Radio.